Mr. Mr. and Mrs. Victor Goak are settled snugly for a quiet evening at home as we join them in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block now. The master of the menage, however, has just been compelled to put aside his newspaper and abandon his comfortable chair in order to answer the telephone's alarm. And he observes in complaining tones,
"I'm the poor dupe that's always got to answer this lame brain thing.
Why shouldn't you hear the man?
Probably Ruthie wanted to chat."
"No, it ain't Ruthie."
"Hello? No. Huh?
YMCA.
Who is this?"
"YMCA, watching the fat men play handball."
"Oh, no, Bluetooth. Haven't any idea. Say, where'd Russell
stay?" "He's at the YMCA watching the fat men play handball."
"YMCA watching the fat men play handball, Bluetooth. Yeah. Bye."
"You're getting to be an old Mr. Cranky."
"I guess so. Well, I'm older than I used to be." "Aha! Swipe my newspaper, huh?"
"An item here caught my eye."
"How provoking life can be. I answer the telephone and chin with numbskulls who want somebody else, and while engaged in this wretched business, my wife appropriates my newspaper."
"I thought there was something familiar about the way this article started out. Hasn't that woman gone home yet?"
"By that woman, I expect you allude to..."
"What's its name from the Bahama Islands? My golly, she's still here. She's still Miss Boopity Whoopity's house guest. What on earth's been the matter with the newspaper? Can't imagine what's its name being in the city and they're not printing an article about her every night."
"Why are you vexed, upset, and annoyed? By George, we're
so sleepy." "Oh, vexed, upset, and annoyed.
No, my dear."
"Listen to this. Miss Pom Pom Cordova of Belmont Beach, Bahama Islands, who is the house guest of Miss Lolita de Rienzi of the Monte Carlo apartment, entertained late diners in the Purple Room of the Butler House Hotel last evening with selections on the tropical guitar. Miss Cordova was warmly applauded."
"She's quite a musician, I guess."
"Well, I thought she'd gone home."
"I could have told you different than that."
"You could."
"I saw and talked to the young lady this afternoon."
"Yeah?
It just happened that I had a kid."
"Why are you tittering like that?"
"Was I tittering? I'm sure I wasn't
aware
I was
tittering." "Where did you see her, down at the plant?"
"No. What happened was..."
"Stevie's dentist office, hmm?"
"Yes."
"Lolly de Rienzi there, too?"
"Yes, she was."
"When was this? This afternoon?"
"State, honey, are we having a conversation or am I being grilled by the state's attorney?"
"Do you drop into that dentist office every day?"
"No, I don't drop into that dentist office every day."
"When were you there last?"
"Well, let's see. Not since Wednesday."
"Wednesday of this week?"
"Why, kiddo, you pounced on me like a mountain lion."
"Wednesday was just the day before yesterday."
"Well, so what? Have I ever made a secret of the fact that I frequently look in on Doc Keevy? As you know, he's a candidate for membership in the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way. That, of course..."
"Was Tom Tom there when you looked in Wednesday?"
"Oh, beg pardon?"
"Oh, yes, you heard me.
Are you inquiring?"
"Yes, it's Pom Pom was in the office when you dropped past day before yesterday."
"She was, come to think of it."
"And Lolita?"
"Yes, Lolita also happened to be present."
"Well, it's certainly no business of mine what all you kiddies do. Only thing
Say,
is...
why do you take that ridiculous attitude? I bet you're forgetting that Pom Pom Cordova is a bona fide, authentic member of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way."
"She cured E.W. Smith of Emporia, Kansas, of stealing horses."
"Do you doubt that?"
"I'm not even concerned. The only thing I wonder..."
"The telephone is ringing. The telephone is ringing."
"Answer it."
"Okay. I was going to tell you something."
"Yeah?"
"But now I don't think I will."
"Why?"
"Because you persist..."
"Something about Pom Pom Cordova?"
"Well, yes, as long as you choose to adopt fantastic and absurd..."
"Telephone is ringing.
Probably Ruthie Stembutter."
"No."
"Hello?" "No, he's not. Hello, Oyster. Why, I understand he's down to YMCA, Oyster. Yeah, watching the fat men play handball. Okay, Oyster."
"You were going to tell me something, and now you don't think you will, huh?"
"Oh, let's forget this rubbish."
"Was it something you and Pom Pom talked about this afternoon?"
"It is something that you and I could get a hearty laugh out of and consider a funny joke if you didn't obstinately..."
"Travel to Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy?"
"No."
"Travel to Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul?"
"Oh, my."
"Travel to Topeka, Kansas City, and Santa Fe?"
Kiddo, listen to yourself."
"Oh, but you're always talking about those big dental clinics all over the earth where Dr. Keevy wants to take you and Pom Pom and Lolita to show your wonderful teeth, and just naturally, suppose."
"Well, don't just naturally suppose anymore. You'll bring on a headache."
"I don't know why I'm doing all this talking.
certainly don't care a dime's worth.
No, kiddo, your trouble is
that I haven't got any trouble.
No, but what
don't
I mean...
Don't tell me what my trouble is.
Okay.
What is my trouble?
All women crave grammar in their lives. Now, here you are, a housewife, and things run along pretty much the same. Stuff gets a little stale. So you enjoy needling up the situation by pretending that I flirt with the pretty girls and making eyes at the glamorous ladies that I meet.
Oh, yes, glamorous ladies. You go right ahead and make eyes at the glamorous ladies.
What were you going to tell me about Pom Pom?
I thought we agreed to drop the subject.
Oh, but as long as you started.
I didn't start. I never opened my trap.
No, but you got a person's curiosity all aroused.
You said you weren't the least bit concerned.
I'm not. Only after giggling and making faces and winking and smirking, it's not fair to duck out and do...
I giggled and made faces and winked and smirked?
Yes.
All right.
You tell.
Yes.
Going to travel to Wichita, Minneapolis, and New York?
Shall I tell?
Sure.
This afternoon, when I dropped in the dentist's office, I found Doc Keevy chatting with Miss De Rienza and Miss Cordova.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't seen Miss Cordova for some time, so
you
I...
You saw her Wednesday.
Oh, well, that's right, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did see her Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Well, you hadn't seen her for this terrible long time, so...
Wait,
you...
if you're going to...
Go ahead, go ahead.
Where was I?
In the dentist's office, talking with Pom Pom after your long separation. Oh, ish, go ahead.
Miss Cordova, being a member of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way, and mighty proud of it, is always mighty gracious to me, out of deference to my being the exalted Big Dipper of the Drowsy Venus Chapter.
Sure, sure.
Well, this afternoon, she paid me a very nice compliment.
Oh, really?
I know in advance you'll find it absurd. She thinks I'm musical.
Musical?
Pom-Pom thinks I'm a musical man.
Pom-Pom thinks I'm a musical man.
Well, she does.
Pom Pom thinks I'm a musical man.
Brother Gook, she says. I
Brother Gook.
Her. Remember, the brothers in the lodge.
You and Pom Pom are brothers?
Brothers in the lodge.
Uh-huh. Yes, in the lodge.
Brother Gook, she says, I can tell by your hands and your facial expression and by 100 other characteristics that you're musically inclined. Naturally, I was flattered.
Why, sure.
Of course, I had to hasten to admit that I can't tell one note from the other. Well, her thought was, kiddo, that we could play duets together.
Oh?
She offered to teach me to play.
Handsome of her?
Yes, I thought so.
You could play your duets at lodge meetings and places.
Uh-huh.
Play your duets for late diners in the purple room of the Butterhouse Hotel night.
And now you're just joking.
No. I bet there'd be warm applause.
Oh.
Is it pretty hard to learn to play the tropical guitar?
Well, yes, I guess so. Fact of the matter is, Pom Pom didn't have that tropical guitar in mind for me.
No?
I guess two tropical guitars don't make a very good duet.
What did Pom Pom have in mind for you?
Another musical instrument.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
What other musical instrument? What other musical instrument?
Every drift.
What?
Every drift flute.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Caribbean dream float.
No.
Caribbean Dream Float.
Caribbean Dream Float.
Caribbean Dream Float.
My husband is going to play duets with Pom Pom Cordova of the Bahama Islands. Pom Pom's going to play the tropical guitar, and my husband's going to play the Caribbean Dream Float.